The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Hot in the Kitchen, for entrepreneurs Pinky Cole and Derek Hayes, a love of food and community, and now each other, has turned their multi-million dollar business into a family affair. Who says you can't mix business with pleasure? Beyonce and Jay-Z, Jada and Will, Tiana and Amon are just a few celebs whose joint business deals are bringing in millions. But outside of celebrity stardom, more and more Black power couples are emerging as partners, not just in love, but in business as well. The goal? To successfully run a business enterprise and build Black generational wealth at the same time. Of course, it takes effort and energy to ensure that such partnerships prosper. Working together every day and maintaining a solid connection means being committed to good communication, setting boundaries, and knowing when to separate the job from the relationship, especially if you both have strong personalities. But while operating a company always comes with challenges, especially when growing and scaling your enterprise during a global pandemic, couples in business can rely on unique bonds to help them thrive in uncertain times. It's been said that a couple that gets money together stays together. And if the success of these business ventures is any determination of how these power couples will continue to thrive, we're banking on their future. Pinky Cole and Derek Hayes, Slutty Vegan and Big Dave's Cheesecake. Let me tell you something about me, says Aisha, quote unquote, Pinky Cole. I'm so confident in myself that two things are either going to happen. Either you're going to love me and be inspired, or you're going to be intimidated. During a recent appearance on the nationally syndicated radio show, The Breakfast Club, these words from Cole stood out. The quote exemplifies who and what Cole represents. At just 34, she has built a vegan empire while becoming a cultural phenomenon. And no, these words of power and self-esteem aren't being thrown around loosely. 4 years ago, Cole created Slutty Vegan in Atlanta. You've most likely heard of it, eaten it, or wanted to eat it. And if you haven't, your chance to do so has just increased, as Cole is scheduled to open a new Slutty Vegan every month this year in a different city. The rise of the provocatively named plant-based burger joint has seemingly been discussed everywhere. This summer, you'll also be able to buy Cole's first cookbook, Eat Plants, B-I-T-C-H, and make your own mouth-watering vegan dishes. It's plant-based recipes for the meat eater because my target audience is not vegan, she explains. In August 2018, Cole, who goes by Pinky, a nickname given to her at birth by her godmother, because she came out so pink, opened Slutty Vegan in a shared kitchen. Several weeks later, as the brand's popularity grew, she launched her food truck. 4 months later, on January 13, 2019, a date that holds special significance for Cole, as it is the anniversary of the Founder's Day for her beloved Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc. She opened her first brick-and-mortar store, By 2020, amid a global pandemic, she cut the ribbon on her new second and third locations in Atlanta. As the world seemed to be falling apart, the Slutty Vegan brand was experiencing powerful growth, drawing daily celebrity sightings and massive crowds of people from all over the world. Shaka Zulu, Atlanta music veteran, co-founder of the Disturbing the Peace label, and longtime manager for rapper Ludacris, was one of Cole's early customers. He then became her manager. She showed such grace and success, Zulu recalls, describing what so impressed him about Cole, not in the long-term success, but in the success of the moment, which can make you stop working. That affirmation of 3,000 people standing in line on the first day could have slowed her down. I've seen that happen to a lot of people, and I saw her in the moment be graceful to receive it, and then I saw it propel her all within that one day, and that's why I was like, yeah, she's got it. The Baltimore native successfully opened 3 locations, created a new bar and restaurant concept, Bar Vegan, in one of Atlanta's highest profile developments, became a multi-millionaire, and started the Pinky Cole Foundation, which has provided scholarships to juvenile offenders in Atlanta, created scholarship funds for students enrolled at Cole's alma mater, Clark Atlanta University, and donated 100,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables to feed those who are food insecure. And that's just in her first 2 years in business. Today, almost 4 years after serving her first vegan burger out of the shared kitchen, she has established herself as a philanthropist, a humanitarian, and an unstoppable money-making, money-giving entrepreneurial genius. That's because it's much bigger than burgers and fries for Cole. For her, the magic is in serving her community. Oscar-winning actress Viola Davis was introduced to Slutty Vegan on Instagram like everyone else. Intrigued, she booked the food truck while on set filming. From there, the relationship grew, and she has now become one of Cole's biggest supporters. We were in a pandemic where we were watching George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor on a loop, Davis reflects, and it was a constant reminder that we were and have been in this country the leftovers. It is amazing how people come to life when they are cared for, when they are literally thought about in any way, their health, their joy, their comfort, and perhaps the secret sauce to her company, other than absolutely awesome food, is that she cares about her people. Cole's service to her people would actually lead her to the love of her life. But while she may be open to share much of her life with the world, she's been mum about a few things, including her beau. So we decided to pay the Slutty Vegan CEO a visit to get the scoop on all the things that we couldn't Google. Tucked away 30 minutes outside of Atlanta is a community filled with pristine luxury homes that for sure belong on Bravo's million-dollar listing or even on the early 2000s documentary-style show, MTV Cribs. We're given 2 addresses, one for the security gate and another for the recently purchased home of Cole, her significant other, and their baby girl. Everything inside the gate is top-notch, including the 51,000 square foot country club and the 27-hole golf course you drive past on the way to Cole's home. The residents here might as well be royalty. A visit to her Instagram feed reveals Cole's new motherhood, but while she shared glimpses of her bundle of joy, she kept the world guessing about the identity of the father. To be honest, there was a business concern that I am in the vegan community and he's not, she admits. But what I realize is who cares what people say? Even though we're different, we can still exist together and still love each other because we are tapped into each other's hearts. And she adds defiantly, whoever's got something to say about that can kick rocks. It's clear that Cole goes hard for who and what she loves. Her partner's name is Derek Hayes, but if you're around him long enough, you'll hear Cole and those closest to him affectionately call him D, an entrepreneur and philanthropist, born and raised in West Philadelphia and now the father of three girls. Hayes smiles with approval as his woman firmly shuts down the potential haters. Yeah, he says, looking at her with admiration. She said it, we don't judge each other. I think that our relationship is symbolic of what the world should look like and feel like, says Cole, whose two best friends separately encouraged her to date the fellow entrepreneur. It should look and feel like a place where there is no judgment. Just because you might not believe in the things that I believe in doesn't mean that we can't come together in friendship, love, and spirituality. In fact, Cole and Hayes have been loving, supporting, building, creating, and enjoying each other in plain view for a while. The public saw them together all the time, but just didn't know how deeply connected they were. As the CEO and owner of Big Dave's Cheesesteaks in Atlanta, Hayes, too, is one of the city's most captivating entrepreneurs, philanthropists, and cultural leaders. 5 years ago, fellow Philly native and Grammy Award-winning rapper and actress Eve stopped by his first restaurant, a 700-square-foot space at a gas station, while filming a movie. Blown away by just how delicious and authentic her cheesesteak was and how well it represented her hometown, Eve promised to post her chicken cheesesteak to her social media accounts, and it's been all uphill from there. Celebrities like The Migos, Meek Mill, and Lena Waithe have also been supporters. But it's the lines of everyday Atlanteans wrapped around the corner at his two locations that tell Hayes how far he's come. Actress, producer, director, and Emmy Award-winning writer Waithe first found Hayes on Instagram and started rocking with him while he was working out of the gas station. She believes what makes him special is that he doesn't run away from his past. He embraces all of himself and his business feels inclusive. The 34-year-old seems to have it all together now, but that wasn't always the case. Like many young black men in inner cities throughout the country who lack resources and feel there's no other way to provide for themselves and their families, Hayes once fell into the trap of selling drugs. I got arrested, and I was looking at some time, he reveals. Hayes recalls going to court every day, thinking that his life was over. I thought, if I get out of this, I'm straightening my life up. I remember before walking into the courtroom when I was supposed to get sentenced, My sister called and prayed for me. That day was the third time the DA didn't show up. The judge said he would give the DA 5 minutes and then he would throw the case out, he says. Hayes admits those were the longest 5 minutes of his life, waiting to hear if his sister's prayers had worked. Those 5 minutes until the judge hit the gavel and threw his case out also changed his story. The entrepreneur continues to be deeply thankful for his second chance. While I was walking out, the detective who was supposed to testify against me was coming in. He remembers, and I realized how close I came to losing my freedom, and now I had to change my life. He's reflective as he recalls losing his father and best friend, who he called Big Dave, to lung cancer. Hayes had promised him that he would do great things in his life and feels he can finally say that promise has been kept. Cole's father, too, imparted the kind of drive that continues to propel her to places that might seem out of reach for many. Few people know that on the day Cole was born, her father's future was snatched away as he was sentenced to life in prison. He had been found guilty of operating a criminal enterprise that included distribution of cocaine and possession with intent to distribute. He also owned and operated several legal businesses, including popular nightclubs in Baltimore. He remained in prison throughout Cole's childhood, physically unable to be present as a father for her. However, she sees her hustler spirit as his gift to her. For both Cole and Hayes, their business ventures aren't just about food. They're about being of and for the people. And one thing about the Baltimore and Philly natives, they really love Atlanta and go hard for the community there. We are able to use this one thing over everything, and that's love. Not just for ourselves, but for the community, says Hayes, recalling how, when the pandemic hit, he went straight into service mode, feeding frontline workers at nearly 40 hospitals across metro Atlanta. Giving of themselves is what brought the two together. Remember, we tried to bail out 100 inmates the second, third day of knowing each other? Hayes says to Cole, we couldn't do it because it was last minute. And then, sad to say, I think the following week, Rashard Brooks got murdered. That was our first time really giving back together. When we did that, I saw how powerfully people resonated with us doing something together. So we wound up saying, all right, well, let's build a business together. That was the beginning of their joint entrepreneurial legacy. We started a life insurance campaign where we provide Black men in Atlanta who make $30,000 or less with life insurance that they don't have to pay for, explains Cole, who adds that Prudential recently signed on to the venture as a partner. And to give back in the name of Rashard Brooks, we partnered with Clark Atlanta to provide $600,000 worth of scholarships for kids and a brand new car and life insurance for his family. We bought this house in August of 2021, but before this, in December of 2020, we bought another house as an investment property, and we're about to buy some more. The two also opened Dinkies. Get it? Derek plus Pinky? A vegan Philly cheese steak concept inside Pinky's Bar Vegan. And this past Thanksgiving, they fed the entire city of Atlanta. Meanwhile, the ink is almost dry on a deal with a major retail company for Hay's egg rolls and seasoning line and Cole's chicken dip, spinach dip, and vegan bacon. The duo is now creating and establishing partnerships and collaborations with major brands such as Pepsi and Puma to push the culture forward. In the midst of our conversation, I hear their assistant confirming their plans to fly out to Denver the next morning to meet with Robert F. Smith, the black billionaire tech investor and philanthropist who paid off the student loan debt of Morehouse College's graduating class of 2019. Cole and Hay's are building relationships and making deals that young black restaurant entrepreneurs couldn't dream of until now. Next up, Hay's will open a new location not too far from one of Cole's current spots. And over the next 2 years, he's planning 10 additional locations and 8 food trucks. And Cole, who worked as a television producer before becoming a restaurateur, is going back to her journalism and entertainment roots. "I'm doing a documentary called Slutify," she says. "It's about the media rise of slutty vegan during the pandemic. I also just created Slutty Productions, and I'm doing a show with journalist Jackie Reed about those who are black and missing in America because we need to amplify those stories." As we're talking, Cole's mom is nestled on the couch in the family's living room, cooing to her granddaughter, Dee Ella Hay's, while bonding with Hay's 88-year-old grandmother, who now lives with them. The family Cole and Hay's have created together is simply beautiful. "Now that I have to look back at 2020, it was really love at first sight," says Cole, who just signed a shoe and handbag deal with a major shoe company for a line to debut later this year. "But at the time, we didn't know that's what it was. Now everyone is basking in the love Cole and Hay's have for each other and for their community. I think people look at them and see themselves," Waith says. "They inspire others to take their destiny into their own hands. They make it clear that the road was long and difficult, but they continue to wake up every day and get things done. I admire them both a great deal. While y'all are focused on Sierra's prayer, it's Pinky and Derek's prayer. Confidence, philanthropic heart, soulmate vibes, and a Midas touch for us." The next article is titled, "City Girls, A Slight Detour in Miami Found Deputy Editor Cora Murray and Her Daughter Skipping the Beach for the Bright Lights on the Other Side of Biscayne Bay." Like many working moms burned out from too much time at home, I started daydreaming. I really was poolside as my fake Zoom background showed me to be in back-to-back meetings. Both my 11-year-old daughter and I longed to break free from our bubble in Brooklyn. Our desires were simple. First, book an early a.m. flight that could guarantee we would be in a pool by noon. Also, high on my vacation list was being Caribbean adjacent, which landed us in Miami. However, in my haste to get out of town, I didn't consider how a huge music festival happening the same weekend would impact, quote unquote, the scenery at the cute boutique hotel I'd booked in South Beach. If I'd been alone, days of unfiltered hip-hop, skimpy bikinis, and fruity cocktails would have suited this auntie just fine. But with my tween daughter in tow, I needed more of Disney's Florida than Drake's. We headed back over to the MacArthur Causeway to downtown Miami, where we found a haven of kid-friendly culture for her, grown and sexy vibes for me, and a hotel scene that made us both feel super cool. Where to stay? The Gabrielle Miami Curio Collection by Hilton. Reopened in July 2021, the 14-floor luxury hotel gave us front row views of Biscayne Bay, breathtaking sunrises which recharged us daily, even watching a classic South Florida downpour was magical from our 10th floor balcony. The blonde wood furniture, the slate gray and white aesthetic of the decor, and the airiness of the room made us feel as if we were vacationing on a cloud. Bonus, there's an artful curated library of pop culture books for perusing before a night out on the town. How to play. Perez Art Museum, Miami. You want a guaranteed afternoon of exquisite art, yummy food, and harbor views? Look no further than the Perez Art Museum, which houses a unique collection of modern pieces from 20th and 21st century artists from across Latin America, the Caribbean, and the rest of the African diaspora. After spending a few hours taking in the exhibit, allied with power, African and African diaspora art from the George M. Perez collection, which ends in February and features pieces from Kara Walker, Rashid Johnson, Yinka, and more. We sat down for a tasty lunch at Verde amid the beautiful ambiance of the patio's massive hanging gardens. What to eat? Red Roster Overtown, the Miami outpost of celebrity chef Marcus, located in Overtown, which was once regarded as the Harlem of the South. The eatery is equally lauded for its great food. A dear friend told me to try the well-seasoned fish, and I still dream of its burst of tastiness. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.